Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? Afternoon, I guess it's evening. Craig with Craig McKim Networking here. How you doing? Thank you so much for being here. I do truly appreciate it. So I had been kind of following this path of on my episodes, taking you from a mindset to an action, mindset to an action, and so forth. But over the last couple of weeks, I have kind of sidestepped that. There were a couple things that I wanted to talk about that I just felt compelled to talk about, and that was, one of them was supporting your network. You know, the people that are in your network, going to their events and showing them love, getting involved in what they're doing. And then I gave you a networking story and how I truly benefited from meeting my now, you know, friend of 20 years, Patty. Now he helped help me through my protection career, and still does, quite honestly. But now I do want to step back into the kind of back onto the road that we were traveling and give you another action. And that is when meeting new people or just reconnecting or just talking to other people, we want to be interested and not interesting. Now, what I mean by that is we want the other people to do the talking. We want to learn about them. We don't want to dominate the conversation about our favorite topic, which is us. Now, I know that might not be the case for the introverts in the audience, but this is where we often get tripped up. I'm going to say all of us, but many of us. I know I do. And though it's networking and you know, this is kind of focused on business, we want people to know about our business. But we need to want to learn about their business, and actually not even their business yet. We want to learn about them first and how maybe they got into their business. And so while we're doing that, we're going to listen first, and then we're going to ask a follow-up question, and then we're going to listen again, and then we're going to ask another follow-up question, and you see the pattern. And we listen, then respond. We don't wait for them to stop talking so we can start. That seems simple enough, I understand, but that's not typically how it manifests, right? But that's what's called having a conversation. not trying to be condescending here, but I'm sitting here laughing to myself because I know I've done this. So then you will get your turn, especially if they're doing it right and they're networking correctly. They're going to be interested about you. Now that they're done being interesting, you found out about them. Now let's talk about you for a little bit, and then you'll have your chance, and they will listen and then respond to whatever it is that you say, as opposed to just taking the conversation back to what they want to talk about. And remember, the whole reason we want them talking is because we want to learn how to help them, and vice versa. They get you talking because they want to find out how to help you. I have run into some fantastic examples of great networkers, whether they know they are or not. They are engaged in what you're saying, ask great follow-up questions, and really take the time to get to know, have gotten to know me and have taken the time to do so. So I truly appreciate that. And in all honesty, like I said, this is something I struggle with. I know I have to take a step back mentally as I'm having a conversation and be kind of self-assess. Hey, am I being interested or am I being interesting? Do I need to start asking more questions? Yeah, and usually, unfortunately, usually the answer is yes. But anyway, that's kind of it for this week. We're back on track and next week will probably just be another action. But I'm thinking I might do an interview here in the near future. And if that's the case, I will be happy to talk about it ahead of time. And maybe you can tell some friends to listen if it makes sense for them. But those of you who are listening that come back every week, I do appreciate it. And I look forward to it every time. That's all I got. I'll talk to you real soon.